The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Hump Day. That's right, Wednesday, September 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, sending out lots of prayers to our vendors and listeners in Florida. Ron Sally of Miracle Skin is down there as well. But it looks like Hurricane Ian is right now on the backside of the eye wall, packing 159-mile-an-hour winds, which is a Category 5 hurricane that's going to slam in to the area around El Jobin, is what it looks like for those of you listening to us in Southwest Florida while you still can. This is the thing. RJ was on the show yesterday, and it's headed right for his house. So lots of prayers going out to him. It's headed right into Northport, Florida. Venice, Port Charlotte, that whole area will be affected. And because of the fact that I used to live there, I've traveled all over those areas, and I've seen them, and I know how low-lying they are, and we literally can expect a major catastrophic reshaping of the landscape in Southwest Florida when this storm is over. The storm surges are expected 18 to 20 feet in height, which generally, if you know anything about U.S. 41, everything on the west side of that between 41 and the coast literally is going to be underwater. And all of the homes, all of the mobile homes that are with it, I mean, we're talking about serious catastrophic winds, but also storm surge that's literally going to flood out everything along the coastline. So it's going to be a major disaster area. We have gotten word from several of our sources down there that Governor DeSantis has complete emergency services on standby, Black Hawk helicopters, emergency power crews, 6,000 people strong. They're saying without power, 2 to 3 weeks for those affected. So our prayers go out to all those people in the name of your son, Yeshua, to put your hedge of protection around that area and protect people, those who are basically staying and sheltering in place that haven't evacuated, and for the rest of the state of Florida, which could be affected by high winds and tornadoes and flooding rains. We just lift that situation up to you and thank you for their blessings in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there, Chance? Can I get an amen?
I pray with you for all these people every day. When you mention their names, I'd like you to know.
Yeah, well, Dave, I appreciate that, sir.
I do. I thank you for the disclaimer in the beginning of your show, and I'll tell you why. Dave, I got a real problem here. Maybe you can help me with. I got a couple of questions for you, okay? Dave, if I drive my EV car and my neighbor makes toast or blow dries their hair, will my EV stall out? Question two, Dave, is if I drink bottled water while I drive my EV, will I get electrocuted?
Yeah, both of those.
And number three, if my EV breaks down on the side of the road, do I call an electrician instead of my mechanic?
Actually, you'd call for a tow truck first.
Oh, okay. And my last question, Dave, is if I don't drive an EV, am I a racist, neo-Nazi, hurricane, anti-climate change grandma killer? I mean, these are things that weigh heavily on my mind. You know,
I love it when the audience brings their own material,
Dave, I'll leave you with this last tip. In an emergency, I see people nowadays. In an emergency, here's my tip. Never mind the food, water, guns, ammo, and silver. You need to get all the toilet paper you can. Remember, the ass always comes first, because without it, there wouldn't be any magazines to read. God bless, yeah. Dave.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the lighthearted humor this morning. Negatory to all those other things. You're not going to get electrocuted if you're drinking a bottle of water in your EV. We had posted something on our email blast that you got. It talks about the situation with the electronic vehicles and all of this alternate energy that they keep wanting us, this green stuff they keep wanting us to soak up and believe. We're looking at a minimum of 10 years out before this stuff even gets of any consequence. So, you know, understand that it's not to be taken lightly as far as their name calling. Again, I always come back with the same response: is that the best you got? Bring the data. That's what I've always said. We have the 1 ounce nano silver Best Buy July 2022, and you get one free with order $75 up at the Power Mall. You spend more than $75, you're going to get a free bottle of it. Nano silver detox clay powder is 10% off, and if you buy any clay products, you get a free Tranquil with your order. 10% off North American Urban Spice, 10% off Strauss Naturals, and to sweeten the pie, use the code FREE and the number 10 at checkout. Take 10 bucks more off your order. You can even use it by phone. Dropship products are excluded, and it expires at the end of the month, so take advantage. If you want to make money with the Power Mall, we have an affiliate program set up. All you got to do is place your Power Mall banner on a website, your website. You take our banner, put it on your website, giving your dedicated affiliate link to family and friends and everybody you know to shop. And the Power Mall is going to do all the work. We'll even give you a link you need to track all the sales that you generate. And you get paid 10% commission. How's that? And if you have a nonprofit, gee, what a good way to get connected. Good way to get donations, huh? So we have links at thepowermall.com that you can go to sign up for the affiliate program. Or you can, as many have, email support@thepowermall.com. We also are standing with Mike Lindell and MyPillow. For those of you that want to shop there, mypillow.com/powerhour. And you can use the code POWERHOUR at checkout to get a discount. If you want to talk to a human being, it's 1-800-596-9135. Use the same Power Hour promo code. Get a discount. We are on social media, Facebook and Twitter at Power Hour Nation. We have our newsletter, which if you're getting the email blast, you know what that's like. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/thepowermall. We're also on truthsocial.com @thepowerhour@powerhourhost. And of course, I'm now on Substack at davekrieger.substack.com. I have an article on the dawning of the age of enlightenment. I think you'd enjoy reading, and you can click on the link in your email blast and read that article. If you want to make a donation to the Power Hour, you can do that by clicking the Support Us tab. And we also have a forum that you can participate in just specifically by going to the Power Hour, click on menu, community forum, and we have several places there where you can share gardening tips and tricks, and you can ask other members gardening questions, post photos of your garden, all that good stuff. And so, we try to make this all about solutions and not about problems. We don't want to create problems. So, you know, just remember that's how that works. Cheryl Chumley, by the way, we'll be talking about the Air Force going full throttle pansy. We already knew the Air Force Academy was woke. Cheryl Chumley is going to give us the deep down dirty details. D.V. Kidd is going to be joining us at the top of next hour. You're going to love that. She's authored the book list, Why a Bankrupt America and Blind Loyalty, 2 million copies sold. And she's been on radio shows all over the country. She doesn't need an introduction. She's on News with Views, which is why I'm so glad she's going to be joining us in the noon hour from Big Spring, Texas. That's where she's at. In the meantime, there are some serious consequences that are going to be focused on because of what happened up in the Baltic Sea, where the Nord Stream 2 pipeline network that carries gas from Russia to Germany all of a sudden blew up in three different places. Kremlin said that it cannot rule out sabotage. Of course, the same thought occurred to various European officials as they turned gimlet eyes upon Russia, blowing up their own lines so they could sit there and point a finger at everybody else. Yeah, you know, we call those false flag attacks. But it makes me wonder, since it's out in open water, whether or not there's going to be multiple entities diving down there to see what they can recover from the blasts that were reportedly heard, to see exactly whether or not we are in the crosshairs. And I'm talking about Biden and his cronies in deep state that have made comments that, oh, don't worry, we'll take them out. We'll take out Nord Stream 2. This thing gets carried away and they invade Ukraine. Nord Stream 2 is not going to exist. You know, now they're looking at Biden opening his mouth, and his Victoria Nuland or Roland or whatever her name is, she made the same comment. And they've got media footage. Tucker Carlson aired it last night. Everybody who was watching got a chance to see it. I'm sure that Russia probably by now has shut off the methane so it's not bubbling in open water. But they're going to go down and investigate. Somebody's going to. And they might dig up some components from that blast to see who they're going to point a finger at. And if this is the case and it's found out that the United States actually did this, I can't say there's going to be hell to pay, and we're not fear-mongering here, but if they open us up to nuclear war, you can thank Hair Sniffer Joe for that. Speaking of which, I yesterday read the commentary from one of our listeners, Rich Saporito in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, wrote a takeoff on the Beverly Hillbillies. Well, WBCR's Radio Truth Radio satire news team, True and Karen, decided that they were going to go and get a karaoke version of Paper Roses, which was originally done by Anita Bryant in 1960 and re-recorded by Marie Osmond in 1973. That version went to number one on the U.S. country charts, by the way, in 73. Harry Grothjohn, who is the general manager for WBCR Radio out there in Maryville, Tennessee. Big shout out to you guys today. We appreciate your contribution, and we've got this clip we want to play with a satire, and I think you're going to find it quite interesting, all about the 2020 elections. I'm going to let Todd go ahead and push that button.
Those diebold votes are skewed and full of fraud. They add and take away the votes as needed to give the one they want the winning nod. Paper ballots. Paper ballots. Such a simple way to stop this crime. Paper ballots. Paper ballots. So they count the votes for real each time. An ID for the voter, where everyone must prove just who they are and do not ever let them be illegal or let them vote just because they drive a car. Paper ballots. Paper ballots. a simple way to stop this crime. Paper ballots. Paper ballots. So they count the votes for real each time. The drop boxes are put there just for one thing. To steal the votes away from us. The Democrats prefer massive corruption. While tossing elections under the bus. Paper ballots. Paper ballots. Such a simple way to stop this crime. Paper ballots. Paper ballots. So they count the votes.
Okay, I'll let you give that a rating if you want to. Thank you, Harry Grothschild, by the way, at WBCR for that. See, everybody's getting the act now. We appreciate that. It just brings back the old jib-jab stuff, you know, on jibjab.com, you know, where they make political satire of everything. Tom in Michigan, you're on the line. What's going on?
You were earlier, you were talking about EVs, electric vehicles, and... Yeah, that's one of the things I've been meaning to call in about. It's, you know, what really bothers me is I think it's going to be an environmental disaster with all the, you know, with all the excess batteries and things of that nature. And it's kind of a segue into, you know, my feeling is, you know, if we were going to do it right, we're not smart enough to do it right. And, The right thing is alcohol fuel. And, you know, it's too much of a complicated subject to really get into in detail. And I guess just to condense it is just, you know, we're headed for destruction, you know, as like the human race here in our country and the world, because we're not smart enough to do it with the alcohol fuel. You know, it's complex. It takes thinking, you know, pretext on pretext, line on line to get it done right. But see,
Well, you put out the suggestion, Tom. That's all we can do. You know, if you want to look up alcohol fuel, you know, maybe somebody out there is thinking about it. And now, Tom, since you've given us the terms alcohol fuel, if you want to get on your search engine, not necessarily Google, because we've got stories on there about Google messing with your Gmail and God knows what else they're messing with. And if you put in alcohol fuel, that might... you know, give you at least something to start with, since we can't get into deep conversation, because I've only got like 5 minutes left of my narrative here, Tom, with the news articles before we have to break away. And then Cheryl Chumley is going to be joining us. So we appreciate your call on the world stage very quickly. You remember we told you yesterday about all of the conscriptions going on in Russia right now. Well, the Russians that are able to serve under military conscription are now fleeing the country. Tens of thousands, as a matter of fact, are fleeing Putin's military conscription to fuel the Ukraine invasion. And they have flooded neighboring Central Asian countries in the last week, leaving governments such as Kazakhstan and Mongolia with few resources to process the sudden and growing migrant wave. Yeah, we're not the only one with a problem. This is what they're doing. It's just like, you know, when they declare draft in the United States, everybody goes to Canada, right? New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, by the way, is now become the latest liberal leader to call for an international alliance to censor speech. I don't even want to give her the credit. I mean, this is what she spoke about in the UN General Assembly, calling for censorship on a global scale. lashing out at disinformation, calling for global coalition to control speech. Boy, it's Orwellian as you can get. I think somebody needs to put tape on her mouth because, you know, frankly, us freedom lovers don't need to hear it. Once again, as we were talking about, Hurricane Ian is bearing down on the west coast of Florida, and it looks like it's going to be coming ashore right around El Jobin and Northport. There are some areas near Englewood. These are all low-lying areas off U.S. 41 that are going to get inundated. So our prayers go out to them. It should be making landfall probably within the hour. So, you know, hopefully we're going to be hearing from some of our cohorts down there after the storm passes through. However, it's moving very slowly. So it's going to inundate the area with storm surge and high winds. The FBI now says it has changed the total number of documents seized from Trump's estate. Yeah, those extra documents look like they're all of no consequence. These documents that they took. An updated inventory list reveals a lot of them are just like newspaper clippings. An Arizona woman, meanwhile, made $7.2 million from human smuggling in a six-month period, according to police. 24-year-old Arizona woman, Tanya Estudillo Hernandez, allegedly held or processed 80 to 100 illegal aliens a month at a residence in El Mirage, Arizona, for at least a six-month period, according to the PD. They were charged as much as $15,000 each in smuggling fees. $15,000 a person for 80 people a month over 6 months, $7.2 million. The cops got a report from a person being held for ransom at that address where they picked her up. And, of course, you know, people were fleeing at the time. She got stopped. And here's the other thing. Bradley Dean made a point on News with Views, which I kind of found interesting. If, you know, how do you help people that refuse to help themselves? If Bradley poses that if Governor Ron DeSantis is not getting standing ovations from the American people for importing illegals into their own backyards, then he is setting fundraising records to the equivalent of up to $177 million. That's right, according to Bradley. All of this for setting himself as the one to stand against Joe Biden and his criminal administration's agenda. We're going to try to get to some more news later in the show, but in the meantime, we're going to a break. Cheryl Chumley joins us afterwards here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, September 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us for this segment. As we watch Hurricane Ian begin to bear down on the southwest coast of Florida with 18 to 20 feet of storm surge. And if you can just imagine 159 miles an hour of Category 5 winds on the back of that eyewall blowing that water into the area, you can look at pretty much some very major devastation that's going to happen. It's going to reshape the landscape. Mobile homes are going to be flying and floating around all over the place. Don't be surprised if you have a mobile home in your backyard, because there were a lot of mobile home parks in the area where this thing is coming ashore. It will literally, with the force of these winds, be ripping these things off and throwing them around like Tinker Toys. Anyway, aside from that, and our prayers go out to them, there's other situations in America that are plaguing our national security. We have cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado being told to stop using words like mom and dad to describe their moms and dads, because some families have two moms and two dads and so forth. And it's best to include all genders, even the made-up ones, according to documents from a diversity and inclusiveness slide presentation. Another example of America's woke military. And it'd be funny if it weren't so detrimental to national security. And, of course, we have an author and online opinion editor for the Washington Times, serving as commentary writer and host of Bold and Blunt, a twice-weekly podcast with over 15 years of experience covering Capitol Hill, state and local politics. And her publication credits include Newsmax, The Blades, The Times, The Examiner, Heritage Foundation, and more. Cheryl Chumley, welcome back to the show. Always a thrill to have you on.
It's great to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, you've got the book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. And you're seeing this thing. Is it slowly unfolding, rapidly unfolding? What are you seeing right now?
Well, in my view, it's rapid, but to a lot of Americans, it's probably slow to zero unfolding. And I would caution Americans to start paying better attention. If you want to see how the lockdowns are progressing, just look at what the globalist community is doing, the Davos types, the World Economic Forum, with the push of their Great Reset, which in Joe Biden's language is Build Back Better, and watch how they are using climate change now to substitute for the coronavirus to call for similar lockdown type procedures.
That is amazing. And I see also that you, from the front end of the book, you're getting a lot of advanced praise from people like Mike Huckabee and Steve Bannon and people like that. I mean, this is a lot of this basically is the mainstream conservative folks out there, and that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it was real, and Newt Gingrich as well. I've gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of praise for the book, and you know that's good as a writer, but it's also good because it shows the interest of Americans in understanding what's taking place in America, because I think most people are starting to feel that there's something beyond politics going on in America that are stripping our individual liberties, and it really is a battle of principalities being worked out there, and you can see the globalism coming on strong, stripping American exceptionalism and coming for our country, coming for our children in the school systems, coming for our economic greatness and so forth. And I think people are looking for answers. What's going on? And it's much more than just the next election.
I really believe that the powers that be are trying to push hot buttons to get people to overreact. I mean, that would probably be a fair statement given everything that I've seen so far, especially with this pride shindig they held at a Christian church in Katy, Texas, and Antifa got into a head bashing situation over there. I really think they're trying to push their hot buttons to get somebody to do something crazy stupid.
Yeah, it's like the left is unleashing the worst elements in their party or in their camp of followers, and they're doing it with strategic designs in mind, because of course once chaos is created, it gives the Democrat Party, it gives the leftists the excuse they need to come in with their big government boot stomping and crack down on liberties even further. So remaining peaceful works for the conservative movement, works for, of course, Christianity and so forth. But it also works against the left and the globalists in the Democrat Party who are purposely trying to move America down a path of chaos and tyranny so they can, of course, come in and act as if they're the saviors.
Well, see, and the problem I've got, Cheryl, is we can keep saying no to this stuff on a nonstop basis, and it doesn't seem to do any good because right now, Democrats are controlling the purse strings. They're controlling the majority of Congress. They control the media. The media doesn't care about we the people and how we feel about things. And even if you have like Jesse Waters, and this is my world, or Tucker Carlson, and people like that, because I'm tired of Hannity. I can't listen to him anymore. It's just a nonstop rant with him. But the thing is that this doesn't accomplish anything. And the things that are happening with this administration, every time it opens its mouth, and it doesn't matter whether it's the Shirley Temple wannabe in the press office, or Scarecrow or his sidekick Giggles, who's over there in South Korea trying to do God knows what. Now we have Nord Stream 2, and we don't know whether Russia blew up their own pipeline or whether Joe Biden and his cronies that got on camera last February and started talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to make sure it doesn't exist anymore. We're not so sure they're not trying to lead us into a path of mutual assured destruction, if you get my drift.
I do. And you're right in the sense that times are very bleak right now, and it is easy to get overwhelmed with all the various battles that are taking place and wonder, geez, what's a good patriotic American to do? Where do I pick up and fight? And where are the wins for our side? Well, first off, the wins aren't going to be put out there in the media because the media regards our side's wins as ultimate losses. So they're not going to report on it. They'll ignore it. But squeaking out in some of the media are several instances where their backlash has brought us successes, great successes. First and foremost, look at the recent Virginia election with the parents. And that movement continues to grow through Virginia, a state I live in right now. But across America, parents are rising up and taking back parental controls. And also, go back even further, Donald Trump's win was phenomenal because Hillary Clinton, remember, was the anointed one. She was supposed to be a shoo-in. And I know a lot of conservatives and Christians in particular didn't like and don't like Donald Trump. But you have to look at what he did for America in terms of rooting out the dark forces of the deep state people who are actually running our government and running our country into the ground. And he put names and faces on them. And they hated him for it. And they still hate him for it. But at least now we know some of the players that we need to fight.
Well, and the players that Trump had in place, and I think he got some bad advice. And from where you're sitting, Cheryl, having, you know, your duties at the Washington Times, Bill Barr was not a good pick because he basically is, in my book, in charge of deep state as far as the players and how they came into position themselves during the Trump administration. And they basically just were put there just to screw with Trump. And Barr was behind it. We know that now.
There were a lot of people in Trump's administration who weren't good picks. And honestly, you have to attribute that to the fact that Donald Trump was not politically savvy. He was business savvy, and he certainly loved America and certainly still does love America. But when it came time to actually governing at the highest level of politics in the world, really, he probably let too many people close to him who shouldn't have been there. You know, live and learn. Every new president has to make mistakes like that because you can't know going into the White House what the job is going to be like, and you can't trust everybody. But I think a second-term Donald Trump, which honestly I'm hoping for, would be a lot more politically savvy about who to let in close and who to put in positions of power. Because you can even make the case, aside from Barr, you can make the case that even Mike Pence, as vice president, didn't do Trump well in the end because he was too gentlemanly and he was too courteous and really had too many friends on Capitol Hill from his time in the Senate. So I think a next Trump term might be a little bit more bulldog approach, which may in fact turn off some of the conservatives and Christians even more to him.
No doubt. Well, I mean, the thing is they're looking for a savior, and this is a problem because, you know, when they put
right.
The president of the U.S. first instead of God, this is when things get crazy. By the way, I forgot to mention in previous conversations with you that I recognize that you are a U.S. Army veteran and a licensed private investigator. This enhances things a bit. Thank you for your service, by the way. I also served during NAM. When did you serve?
Oh, I served in the early 90s. And thank you for
that would have been the
too.
Gulf War era.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it was.
Wonderful.
As short
All
as
right.
that was.
So, yeah, I get it. So how is it in the world of being a PI?
It's busy, actually. I usually end up turning down more jobs than I have time for, just because my focus is writing, of course. But that was sort of a long-term thing, establish a PI business for my family and my children in the future.
Well, but here's the thing, and I recognize this, being an investigative journalist, you have access to things and places the normal person doesn't.
This is true.
Yeah. See, we know these things, you know, just because we're in the know on this stuff. And I know, you know, a lot of us can go to a website called Ben Verified, but you actually have deeper back channels than that you can get into. And I know some PIs that I work with on a regular basis when I need real estate investigations done and I want to deep dive into stuff and get names and locations for attorneys I'm working with that want to serve these people and bring them into a deposition. So, you know, that would be a very lucrative thing, considering the fact that I'm now getting emails that Black Knight, which used to be Lender Processing Services, is now basically manipulating the foreclosure numbers. And we're now being told the foreclosure scene is approaching 2008.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge.
Again.
They say this administration is Barack Obama's third, right? Here we go.
Yeah. And so now this topic of the Air Force going full throttle, Pansy, what have you, you've looked at this from the front line as far as the woke military. What's going on up in Colorado?
Yeah, it's crazy. And look, it's interesting you brought up my military service, because when I was in basic, and this was in the early 90s, my drill sergeants then were complaining that they were no longer allowed to drop us and make us do push-ups on the pavement unless we were wearing gloves. So that was the big controversy back when I was in the military. Now we have things like these cadets in the Air Force being told that they can't use words like mom and dad anymore because they might offend somebody who wants to, who has, you know, two moms or two dads, or they want to use different gender pronouns and so forth. They have to include all genders when they refer to people. It's just, it's going woke, and it would be funny. It would make a good sitcom on comedy, but it's our national security that we're talking about. And I want to know that cadets in the Air Force are being trained to kill the enemy, not trained to root out diversity and inclusiveness and pass tests on that.
This is like sticks and stones can break my bones. And it's like, drill sergeant, he just called me a bad name. All right, go to the trans closet and put on some knee pads. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it's crazy. That's a crazy vision I get. It's nuts.
And, you know, you know this as well. It's not only the Air Force, right? The Army, the Navy has undergone it. The Coast Guard, for crying out loud, has undergone some wokeness as well. The Marines, a little bit. The Marines are the last ones to fall. But really, it's crazy what's going on in America's military right now. And you combine this wokeness and this diversity and inclusiveness training along with the vaccine mandates that drove a lot from the military and are to this day preventing a lot from joining the military. Our U.S. armed forces under this administration are really weakened.
So where are we at now? 1.2 million? Is that the total count that you've been able to pick up on?
Yeah, that's the number I heard as well. I haven't looked into the exact I need to look into the exact numbers, but I have heard that one as well. And it's alarming when you see things like China building up its fighter jet force or China building up its military. And it's alarming when you see Russia aggressing against Ukraine and not caring what Joe Biden and his administration say at the UN General Assembly and so forth. So it's a little bit perilous times for Americans, and we really need to keep our military strong. That used to be a nonpartisan agenda.
Used to be. But now, see, we've got this Nord Stream. Yeah, we got this Nord Stream 2 situation happening, and we don't know whether Putin did that himself just so he could point a finger at everybody else and take the heat off of his administration, or whether or not the United States, who has verbally gone out there, I mean, Victoria who seems to know everything from the intelligence sector, gets on camera. Tucker had her on last night, clips of her saying, "Yo, yeah, we're going to make the Nord Stream pipeline go away." Biden said the same thing in February. They invade Ukraine. Nord Stream 2 is not going to be here anymore. You know, they're saying stuff like this, and now the Kremlin is going, huh, sabotage, huh? You know, you think this is going to cause Russia to pause and move a little closer to the red button?
Well, I mean, Putin is out there threatening, right? And some of the sources I have who have fled Russia because they experienced communism firsthand and came to America because they wanted freedom have said that Putin is somebody who indeed would go forward with nuclear war. It's part of Russia's policy right now. And so I don't know. I'm half expecting to wake up one day and see the headlines that he has unleashed nuclear warheads against Ukraine.
Well, I'm not even sure that Ukraine is the only target here. I'm really thinking, see, because of the fact that if you talk to anybody from the Middle East, they look at New York and D.C. as being the financial and political centers of America. And if you trash them, you know, you're pretty much taking out our economy. If you launch an EMP over Kansas, you pretty much knock out our electric grid and 9 out of 10 people are dead in a year. You know, there's so many different ways of taking us out. You know, I'm kind of at a loss. Sherry in Kansas, you were on the phone with Cheryl Chumley. Go ahead.
Yes, Ms. Chumley. The Biden administration and the Democrats are putting our military and our country at risk. We have no business being over in Ukraine. We had no business doing the coup and 2014, and he's just trying to cover up his the way him and several other people in the Democratic administration are profiting from. They're just raping Ukraine. Have you reported on how they're really there's a lot of people that are really taking ownership of the Ukrainian land? A lot of, you know, from other countries, including the United States. And Putin is just doing what we did in Cuba in 1962. I mean, he's watched this for a long time. You can't really blame what he's doing because, you know, he knows that we'll put nuclear weapons in Ukraine. NATO shouldn't be picking this fight.
What's your take on that, Cheryl?
Well, I just had a conversation with a Russia expert who worked in the CIA and DIA on my Bold and Blunt podcast at the Washington Times, and we spent a half hour talking about questions that we're not allowed to ask about Russia's hostilities against Ukraine because the media wants these questions censored and downplayed. And among the questions are, why are American taxpayers spending so much money in Ukraine without demanding accountability? And things like Senator Rand Paul asking for a couple of times on Capitol Hill for accountability with the money we're sending there, and there is none. And he gets condemned for even asking questions. So I just did have a conversation, and some of the topics that the caller just broached were part and parcel of my conversation, so people can go there and listen to it and hear right from a Russia expert.
Well, so there you have
it. You know, if we were to take a vote of the people of the United States, especially the people who have children in the military, you know, we don't care about Ukraine. You know, it's unfortunate, but you know, there's a lot of corruption over there. Just like there's a lot of corruption in our country, too. But anyway, that's all I had. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, Cheryl, the one thing, because we've only got 3 minutes left here, I wanted to deep dive into the table of contents here, because when I look at these books, I sometimes don't get the whole book. And I'm just curious about the deception
and the lessons we learned from George Orwell's Animal Farm. It's, you know, they end up turning on themselves. You know, I'm just kind of wondering, what's your take on all that?
Well, I wrote that chapter in reference to the coronavirus and the lockdowns and basically how we were told one thing and then we were gaslighted as the days and weeks and months went by. Much as George Orwell wrote in Animal Farm, how the rules and principles on which the animals initially stood changed over time, and they weren't allowed to question words that were removed from their principles. That's kind of how it went under the coronavirus. And my take is that if you listen to Anthony Fauci gaslighting today, it's still pretty much the same.
Yeah, and he needs to hang for what he did. We just had Ken McCarthy on yesterday talking about the Nuremberg Code. We think there's enough of that going on. So, but we've also had Alex Newman on. We've had Patrick Wood on. And they basically said, you know, once they kill our freedom of speech, that's when the killing starts. So this is, I believe, how close we are. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, I think the censorship has already really ratcheted in high gear, especially under the coronavirus. And yes, I mean, our individual liberties rely on the ability to speak freely.
So this issue with the boosters now, do you see them trying to implement another mandate and demand, oh, we have an emergency, everybody's got to take the jab again? I really think that they beefed up the mRNA and these boosters, and they're really out to depopulate the United States. Do you see that happening?
Well, the boosters, they are trying to put on children, for crying out loud. And some of these boosters haven't even been tested properly. Well, none of the shots actually went through the traditional normal means of clinical trials and testing. So they're all experimental in my mind. But as each booster comes out, it's even less and less tested. And now they're trying to push them onto children. Thankfully, parents are standing up and saying, no, we're not going to vaccinate our babies. And the question of the depopulation, I haven't looked into that specifically, but I do know the history of Bill Gates's father, and I do know that some of the things out there are worthy of paying attention to.
Well, we appreciate that and your take on all of this, and we are out of time for this segment. Cheryl Chumley, thanks so much for being on the show with us, and God bless you for the work you're doing. And of course, the name of the book is Lockdown: The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. You can get that in most places where the books are sold, especially this one. Thank you so much, Cheryl. And Dave Krieger with you. We will be back with D.B. Kidd after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.